It's time now for our staff song pick, and this week's choice comes from News & Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett.
I was inspired this week by a girl and her guitar. Susan Cagle's music is unpretentious. Her lyrics are straightforward and simple. Her life has been anything but. Cagle grew up in what she describes as a cult. She traveled the world with her parents and 10 siblings, often performing on street corners. She began playing guitar at the age of 7, and by 14, she was writing her own songs. After arriving in New York shortly after 9/11, she started singing in the subways, with her brothers and sisters rounding out her backup band. It's a small detail, worth noting, but Cagle also happens to be black. A black girl playing rock music. She's a refreshing exception to the mainstream rule. I first heard Susan Cagle while waiting for the Q train at New York's Herald Square. I play a little guitar myself, and her chord progressions didn't take long to catch my ear. So I walked up the stairs, pushing through oncoming foot traffic, only to find the most unsuspecting would-be rock star. No taller than 5'4", wisp-thin with wiry hair, her candy apple red electric guitar seemed to cover half her body. I listened to the rest of her set, then tossed a few bucks into the guitar case. Now, like other New Yorkers accustomed to seeing Cagle perform in the subway, I've taken selfish pride in charting her progression. One of her other subway fans gave her more than a few dollars. He got her signed to a record deal. Since then, she's popped up occasionally on MTV and even landed a spot on Oprah. So when I heard the song as background noise in the shopping mall recently, I made a point of rediscovering her CD. And that reminded me of her story, of dreams deferred, now being realized. The road to rock stardom is lined with black female could-have-beens. Tina Turner is just one of a handful of ladies who've actually pulled it off. If Susan Cagle's star should happen to fade before she becomes a household name, it won't be for lack of talent. But it will surely be our loss.
That was News & Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett with his staff song pick of the week, Transitional by rising singer-songwriter Susan Cagle. And that's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. News & Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, blue-eyed soul singer John Oates.